It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss.
Do you know where your food comes from? Utahns once depended on local butchers for fresh meat. But in the early 1900s, business boomed for the Ogden Union Stockyards, signaling a shift in how and where Utahns purchased their food. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Today, most shoppers depend on large grocery chains to buy cuts of meat. But until the late 19th century, food was a more local affair. Most Utahns were close to their food sources, often growing their own gardens or visiting local farms. It wasn't uncommon to butcher your own meat or frequent a local butcher shop. But the relationship between food and community changed drastically in the early 20th century, as more Utahns moved away from farms into urban centers. Food became big business, and the Ogden Union Stockyards played a key role in this cultural shift in the Yander Mountain West. Beginning in the 1910s, as a few stock pens near the Ogden Rail Yard in Weber County, the Ogden Union Stockyards rapidly grew to be the largest stockyard operation west of Denver. Feeding city dwellers required several moving parts. The stockyards offered a streamlined operation designed to meet the changing needs of farmers and their businesses. Livestock could be purchased, slaughtered, packed up, and shipped out on rail cars, all from the stockyards. It was truly a model of efficiency that helped move meat from rural Utah to more populous areas. As more people moved to cities, it became harder to feed a growing population who no longer raised their own livestock. Local farmers and butchers did not have the capacity to process large numbers of animals, and shipping meat was challenging. The Ogden Stockyard was a valuable stopover where animals could be rested and fattened up before arriving at their final destination, the slaughterhouse. Rail lines, refrigerated rail cars, and the industrialization of meat packing eased many of the barriers that previously prevented getting meat onto store shelves. The Ogden Union Stockyards not only helped move livestock and meat across the region, it also disconnected urban Utahns from the source of their food. Meat purchased from the shelves of grocery stores moved butchering outside of public view, separating consumers from their food source and the community that raised it. Although the Ogden Stockyards closed in the early 1970s, the relationship between those who raise food and those who consume it remains largely disconnected. Find sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.